If I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we will begin tonight's post-race media availability for the 13th annual O'Reilly Auto Parts 300. We're joined by our fourth and fifth place finishers tonight in fourth, Elliott Sadler, driver of the number one Dale's Pale Ale Chevrolet, and then Cole Custer, the double driver of the 00 Haas Automation Ford. We'll start with you, Elliott, tonight. Didn't win the race, but you set yourself up in a good position going into Phoenix next week. Please walk us through your night tonight and how this does set you up in the final race in this round.
Yeah, we knew we had a good car yesterday, and we knew if we made a good qualifying effort today and start up front and could try to keep track position, because it's very, very important here at Texas right now. And so if we feel like if we could do that and take some chances, and we had to stay out at the second stage to try to get some points, and then we kind of had to battle from the back a little bit. But all in all, we had a really good car. Car was probably better than the driver. Ryan and Eric are so good through one and two here and can figure out how to get through the bottom really good. And I kept messing with it all night, but just couldn't make it as smooth as they could. But all in all, my guys gave me a really fast race car, and it was comfortable, and it was good in traffic. And we were able to do the things that we needed to do to get ourselves in a pretty decent position going to Phoenix. And that's what our goal was as we entered the weekend, and we feel like we did that.
Cole, you had quite the adventurous outing here at Texas Motor Speedway with the recovering from the early incident. Please walk us through, A, how you were able to recover from that, and, B, how this positioned you going forward.
Yeah, I mean, we just had a flat tire there at the start of the race and just had to go in pit, but we just kind of kept our heads on straight and tried to do what we could just to try and salvage a good day, really, and we all did a really good job doing that, just staying within our limits and just trying to, you know, get ourselves a decent finish. So I think we did a really good job with that, had a really fast race car, and it's what it is. I can't really say I'm too upset or too down going into Phoenix or anything. It's just two things weeks in a row, just had some bad luck.
We are also joined by our race runner-up, Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 22 Discount Tire Ford. And Ryan, battling the 20 car there at the end, how difficult was it to catch the 20 as you're going through lap traffic, and walk us through your night?
Yeah, I thought our car was pretty good from the beginning. I was pretty loose, and once we got me tightened up, I thought I was really good. And then I thought the track took another swing free with maybe 60 to go, and got our car looser again. But we were still able to run down the 20. And I got to him and just can't pass him. Couldn't pass nobody. And lap cars were all over the place. So I thought it was a good night for us. Just thinks we couldn't get around him. I thought we had a shot there after the green flag stop. I thought we were way better than him there. And a couple times we got held up by traffic. But, you know, I thought we had the car to win. Just a matter of trying to get in front of him. No, just couldn't. Can't pass anybody. I tried to get him loose a couple times and couldn't do it. And I about wrecked myself trying to get him loose. And it's just really hard to get around anybody. And hopefully that gets a little bit better for tomorrow, though.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you guys have questions, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Any questions in the press box?
One question for Elliott Sadler, Wolfgang Munzer, Rennsport Press Agency. Elliott, driving in the evening or in the night compared to day races, is it much different to set up the car, for example, aero-wise?
I mean, this is my first night race here at Texas under the new configuration. We felt like the track was a little bit different, but we came back with such a totally different package, I really can't give you an honest opinion. I know Ryan ran good here both races. He might give you a better answer than I have. But we had so many things different in the car. I'd really be lying to you if I told you the biggest difference in the track from day to night.
We'll go next to Holly Kane.
Holly Kane, NASCAR.com, for either Cole or Elliott. The way things finished up tonight, really, it's still kind of hard to totally separate out. I mean, the playoff field is so close together. Could you either or both of you speak about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're 13 points out. But, I mean, it's pretty tight. I mean, obviously, you can make 13 points up in two stages if those guys are just struggling during the middle part of the race. So it's not a like I said, I can't really be down with what with our two weekends. I mean, we've had two pretty good race cars. We just had some bad flat tires in both races. So it is what it is for us, but I think there's no reason why we can't make that up.
Yeah, I mean, stage racing has just changed points racing so much. You can gain so much in the first two stages. I mean, it's like three races in one, and if you do really good in the first two stages and then have a bobble towards the end of the race, you still feel like you're going to break even. So it's definitely changed the amount of points you can get, and I think that's why the points are so tight, and that's why you see so many different pitch strategies all over the board. So it's going to be tight going to Phoenix, and Phoenix is a tricky track with the dog leg on the back and people using the apron and cutting cross, and that place can get wild. So I don't think any points is a really safe margin to have. But it's definitely going to be close racing down to the end. It's that's what's good for the sport. I think that's what the fans want to see. And as a fan of the Sprint Cup Series, watching those guys, Monster Energy Series, watching those guys at Martinsville last week and watching tomorrow is so tight on points. You know, it's fun to see how those guys react to it and the different strategies they play to try to get the points in the stages, because that's going to make a big difference come after Phoenix, not only for us but also for them.
We'll go next to Chris, then we'll go upstairs for two more questions.
ChrisKnightCatchFans.com for either one of you guys. Were you surprised that the race went green there at the end of the race, despite what happened earlier in the race where we seemed to have caution after caution?
No, I mean, I just think once it got going and you kind of had to make it last, and guys knew they couldn't make it the rest of the way on fuel, it kind of got spread it out. And lap cars were a little hairy and tricky at certain parts of the race, but I think Ryan kind of hit on the head. It was really hard to pass, really hard to get to the car really in front of you. So you almost had like a buffer in between you and the car beside you or behind or in front of you. And I think it just kind of spread it out and made a long green flag run, and we raced it to the end. But I applaud NASCAR for letting it play out naturally. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, and we can race hard to the end and see what happens.
You guys feel like the track could have done anything different, maybe to improve passing for tonight's race? Or was it just running under the night?
Make it a day race. It's going to help it.
All day races create better passing. But, I mean, it'll age. He'll get a nice hard winter on it and age a little bit, and we'll go from there.
Head upstairs to the press box.
Matt Corson with the Racing Experts. Ryan, how much more of an advantage do you feel you have for the Cup race tomorrow over drivers who didn't run this race, or is it just completely different with a day and night?
I think it's a little bit different. I think the track changed a lot from yesterday when we practiced in the sun till tonight. I thought it got a little bit it changed a little bit. So that's something that I learned tonight, but there's some things about the racetrack, things in one and two that maybe you can learn, how loose or tight you got to be over there to try to make passes or even get in the corner. So it's hard to compare, but there are little, techniques that I would like to feel that I, think will be the fastest there. So hopefully we can compare notes a little bit and just get a little bit better. But it is really hard to compare the two races just because they are drastically different.
One more question in the press box.
That's it up here.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thanks for the show tonight, and good luck going forward.
Thank you.